Good morning, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving. Today is November 28th, 2019. We're hoping you're having a wonderful day, and if so, we hope that it continues to be so. Today's newest and latest article is on how China fell behind in the fight against climate change. Let's dive on in. The smoggy town of Baoding is the topic idea for two topics: donkey burgers and sun panels. Weird, right? An industrial center city south of Beijing, 45 minutes via high-pace rail, basically. The town's excessive tech zone patterns itself as Power Valley due to the fact that it's far too domesticated to such a lot of manufacturers, basically. But for Vincent Yu, deputy ultra-modern supervisor at Yingling Solar, one of the first renewable agencies to set up in town, business has been tough recently. These final 2 years, there has been some pressure. The subsidies for solar initiatives have fallen. New solar installations in China going for walks at 53 gigawatts in 2017 at the same time as it called for in the peak might be about 40, consistent with cent decreases, he estimates. Basically put, they're trying to say that due to the fact that it's highly expensive, they're not sure whether or not that this is actually going to be beneficial for them. I can understand that to an extent. But there is no excuse for trying to combat climate change. When you are consistently trying to fight it, but you fall behind such as this, it's not going to go very well for you. Sales were surging and the corporation spent hundreds of thousands of dollars sponsoring the 2010 and 2014 Football World Cup tournaments. Yingli have become the world's biggest sun panel maker in 2013 and 2013, exporting everywhere in the globe and celebrated in China as a rustic-wide champion. Basically put, they are humongous everywhere else, but in China they're not doing anything. How are you still heavily reliant on fossil fuels and consistently losing the numbers? It's ridiculous, to be completely frank and honest with you, and I'm going to say this right here, right now. Everybody has their own opinions, but if you can make it there, you can use it there. Simple as that. Analysts agree with the political connections of its founders, saying that they may have also helped stave off lenders, but the enterprise, at its highest profile casualty of trade, has lost its renewable strength. That is... Everybody has their own opinions, and this is a good day, so we're going to keep it a good day. But it doesn't matter how much it costs. It really genuinely doesn't. I understand that sometimes, in some cases, in some different scenarios, that the amount of money it takes to become climate-friendly, so on and so forth, is expensive, and that's understandable. But you also have to think of it like this. If you are a multi-billion dollar corporation and you are worldwide known for your panels, can't you use them yourself? Doesn't make any sense to me, but the United States is the greenest inside of the global trades. However, also the maximum polluting. It has greater wind and sun energy than everyone else, but it's also the area's largest builder of new coal plant life, which unfortunately is true. Every time we turn around, we're consistently building more than what we can manage and handle. But that's all the time we have for today. If you will, please like, follow, subscribe. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, here on YouTube. Go to our Reddit, listen to us on Anchor, read the articles on LinkedIn, and remember, as always, you can also follow us on Snapchat and on TikTok. I digress, though. As always, we are here and have a happy and wonderful Thanksgiving. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.